What's going on, everybody? It is Coach Greg Adams back in here with another Free Agent Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome back, Coach Gang. I appreciate you for being here, and I hope everybody had a good weekend. And I see I got already Jarrell Boston, the original Coach Gang member. Shout out to my brother out there. I appreciate you, man. I'm going to have to figure out how to get a hat to you, the Free Agent Lifestyle hat. And, you know, I think you said New York. I can't remember what state that you wanted here, but I'm going to have to figure out how I can make those public and all of that stuff, man. So appreciate a lot of the brothers that are already in here. We got a good topic here. This is just going to be me shooting the breeze, more or less. I'm going to talk a little bit about the beer virus in our current situation right now and what I've seen with my own eyes. And then I'm going to talk about this situation with, are men really hopeless in this? With all of this work that we're doing, trying to give men information about what's going on here, what the possibilities are, what the reality is. Are men simply just hopeless in this whole scenario? Okay. Do men actually have a chance at this? Even though I'm giving information, and listen, some of the information that I'm giving, you can interpret it however you want. You can come up with any data that you can prove to disprove what I've talked about. We're going to talk about that based on a video that I just put out. You can easily disprove anything that I talk about here. It's very simple. Okay. You can go to any source, but I'm going to talk about how I source information and why it's important, why I feel it's important to give this information out the way I do. Okay. It's very simple. Okay. But some people think I have an ulterior motive, like I'm just going to go out there and be like, all right, let me give these guys this information, and then I'm going to go out and take all their women. I'm going to take all their women, you know, that type of thing. I want to kind of put those to bed. But let me talk about this real quick. And, you know, the current situation where we're in lockdown, all right, I think those things are people starting to ease their fears a little bit, which I'm very glad to see. No matter what side of the position that you're in, and unfortunately, we're completely divided. All right, we've divided ourselves between the people who are scared, crapless, and the individuals who are, do I look pixelated? All right, oh, I see, I do look a little pixelated on this one. And then we're divided against the people who are like, ah, forget this, all right, you're a little conspiracy theorist or whatnot. Well, what we've done is, let me come off this camera. What we've done is, basically, you know, fractured each other based on this philosophy. We're like, okay, you got this, you're either on this side or this side. Well, most people are somewhere in between. It's not like you believe the outright theory of the beer virus, and then, you know, you're disregarding information around the rest. Sometimes you're looking at it, and you're like, I don't understand why the government's doing this, all right? But you still have a little bit of fear of catching it. You could be somewhere in between. And what we're finding out is most people are in between. They're in between of, I don't understand why the government's being tyrannical. Yes, I understand that there's a virus out there that I could potentially catch. All right. And then you're seeing the, you know, you're afraid of the constitutional rights that are, you know, being taken away. You could be somewhere in the middle. But unfortunately, they don't want you to have that sort of logical thought. Okay. But what we're seeing now is people are just going about, they're ending the lockdown themselves. They're not waiting for the governor to come in and tell them what to do. They're simply going, you know what? Based on what I've seen, I'm just going to go out there and take my chances. I'm going to roll the dice, which is completely fair to do. They look at the stats and they're interpreting it. Okay, mostly older people are catching it. There are some younger people catching it, but when they do catch it, they had an underlying condition. So they're just saying, I'm just going to go out there. And based on what I've seen with my own eyes, I've been out, all right? I've been out. And I went to Huntington Beach, California, which there was one place where they protested. And there were thousands, I wouldn't say thousands, let's say hundreds of people out this weekend, congregating, walking, restaurants open, serving. Okay, there were hundreds and I would say thousands of people on the beach, and more or less they were social distancing on the beach. But if you went down the main avenue where they had a lot of restaurants and bars open, not many people were wearing masks. People were walking up to each other, handshaking, dapping each other, fist bumping, all of that stuff, bro hugging. All right, all of that stuff was going on. And I'm on my motorcycle, so I'm kind of just circling around. Women walking around with bikinis It was like a normal weekend, and the weather was fantastic. So what I'm seeing is most people are over it. They're over it. They're going back to work when they can. They're not necessarily going out there throwing, you know, all caution to the wind, but they're just going about their daily life. And what I guess more or less what we're going to see now is the only way to reel them back in is to create laws or to punish people. Okay. So they're going to start punishing people who go back to work, who open their business. I know a lot of hairstylists who their license is being threatened if they're caught doing what I call speakeasy hairdos, which they're doing hair salons in people's private homes. They're working. And if they should open their businesses, the governments are basically going to threaten them in order to fit the narrative of keeping the public safe. So when you look at what's happening in Montana, in Wyoming, the schools are open. The kids are back in school. Now, you guys don't know that because you guys don't know anything about Montana and Wyoming, okay? You know, you just don't care. But these places might have had 6 people in the entire state die, all right? Their kids are back in school. But you're not hearing this because the media is simply not telling you that. They're not reporting on this because they're like, if we tell them these schools are open, then everybody's going to say, well, what about us? Why aren't we open? Well, the truth is those schools were shut down for like a week or two. These schools have been open for weeks and nothing's happening. The numbers aren't going up. Georgia, they opened up their whole state and everybody thought, oh my God, it's going to be Armageddon on the hospitals. Nothing happened. They were like, oh, it went up a tick. You know, when they opened it up, everybody thought it was going to just be, you know, bodies everywhere. And it's not simply the case. Same thing happened here. They said all these protesters in Huntington Beach, California, oh boy, soon as they protest now, they're going to go back home and they're going to pass it out. Guess what? Numbers didn't go up. So people are looking at it now and going, well, what's the likelihood of it actually, you know, being a calamity and it's going down? So in the next few weeks, we're going to see these people in a lot of states other than Illinois. Now, you could take away Illinois, New York, and California because those states, their governors and their mayors, they're going to play this narrative down to the, they're going to tie this narrative down. You got millions of people that you can affect. California, what is it? 30 million. New York, another 15, 20 million. I mean, and Illinois is another big state. You're going to have them grind this thing all the way down into the summer. But everywhere else, they're just going to open up. Arizona's open, right? Arizona's completely open. They said, go back. And do we see people falling around? Do we see bodies dropping? No. So you're going to see these government officials backpedal. They're going to start saying, well, you know, but we still have to, you know, they're going to play this thing to the hilt. And it's only in those 3 states, in my mind. It's only in New York. It's only in California. And it's only in Illinois. Everywhere else, they're going to open up and they're going to say, look, we're just going to give it a chance. Wisconsin opened up. And you have people in Wisconsin going, well, let me just see. And then the rest of the people are out living their lives. It's kind of crazy, man. And I guess Massachusetts, too. It's kind of crazy that people are ending the lockdown before the government does. OK, they're simply that's what's happening here. And I've seen it with my own eyes. I see people. They're not worried about the masks. They're not worried about it. Now, are people going to catch it? Yes, people are going to catch it. It has a 99% recovery rate or better. And this is why I want to talk about that is because when I say that statistic, you will inevitably have somebody says, well, technically it has a 92%. No, they say, yeah, it has a 94% recovery rate. Okay. They'll say that. And I'm like, okay, 99 between what's the difference between 99 and 94? All right. Am I going to go in complete lockdown because it's now 94? Or am I going to say 94 is still a good chance there? It's still great. To me, that's fantastic. All right. You're acting like I'm saying the difference between 99 and 20. You see the difference there? If they said it's a 20% recovery rate, I mean, then I'm going to be like, OK, I'll stay locked down. But you're talking about 99 and 96. And then even then, it's affecting a certain specific population of people at risk and elderly. I'm still going to take my chances here. Open up. Open up, right? Now, remember when I talked about these numbers, because these numbers are going to come up again. And the next thing I'm going to talk about, I'm not going to belabor that because, again, it's a divisive issue. For some reason, this issue has been completely categorized as you're on this side or this side, when most people are somewhere in between. They're seeing what the options are. They're seeing the gamble. They're seeing what they're. So, again, pay attention to those numbers. Pay attention to those numbers. And let's talk about this, because I know there's a lot of new people that are new to my particular platform. And many of them, I don't know how they've been introduced. I don't know how they got here. But just understand, I've been doing this for almost, I guess it's going on the 2-year mark now. And, you know, fortunately, I've been one of the red pill, mainstream red pill guys, where there's a lot of red pill guys that are, you know, in between the category of 10,000 subs and 20,000 subs. They mostly middle in that area and then they peak. Then you have guys that kind of shot out of there between the 20 and 50. Now, these people, they've either been around for a long time or they just crested at the right time. And that's where the majority of those are, between 10 to 20,000 subs and then 20 and 50. Then you start to narrow off and you got guys that kind of either skyrocketed, came out of the gate like myself. And there's, I think Joker kind of came out of the gate and just shot up there. So you have the 50,000 subs and beyond. There's very few of them. You can count them on your hand, maybe on two hands. You can count them. And I'm one of those guys that kind of shot out of the gate. And then slow down just a little bit. But I'm more mainstream. I'm like over 100,000 subs on multiple channels. One channel almost has 100,000 subs. So when you have a mainstream type of program, you get people from all walks that come in. Not just red pill guys, not just men going their own way guys. You have men that come in and go, okay, I'm not completely red pill. I'll listen. And then they interpret what I say based on their own beliefs. Now, they don't go back into my past catalog where I was doing very well of documenting things, providing source information. If you look at some of my live streams, the source information is automatically put down at the bottom in the description box. I sourced everything on every single live stream that I talked about. So they don't go back and look at that. So when they come into my new channel, to my newer stuff, they're like, well, where's the sources, coach? Well, listen, I've been here so long. I've already sourced this information. Matter of fact, I've already talked about it until the cows came home. I'm actually revisiting a lot of this information. Because some of my subscribers that have been with me for a long time are like, well, why don't you talk about something else, coach? And I'm like, well, some people come here and they're tired of, you know, they're new. So they want me to talk about this information, the basic stuff. And I find that my basic stuff is the stuff that actually hits, to be honest with you. And I'm not doing this for, you know, you got to do YouTube for views. So I get complicated and talk about new stuff. Not many people watch. When I go back to the basic stuff, people start showing up. All right. I'm like, wow, I'll put a video out. Don't help her. Everybody shows up. When I put a video out that's a little more complicated, all right, people are like, I don't want to hear all that jazz. Stick to the basics. So I stick to the basics. Now, I did a video, put a video up, and Alpha Male Guy did a video of my Free Agent Lifestyle book, and he basically did a animated graph of some of the stuff that I put in the book. And some of the stuff in the book, the source information has been updated, and I actually have a guy that I'm working with that is updating this on the regular. So if you have an old version of the book, you have no sources in there. But the new information, all right, or the information that I put in there, the source came from the live streams that I put and talked about the topic. So go back to the live streams. I think every live stream has this source information in there. Inevitably, you'll have people come in there and say, well, this doesn't have sources. And I'm sitting there like, actually, it does have sources. The sources are either updating right now in the book, or the sources are back when I made the video about it before I put it in the book. The sources are in there. We're talking about situations where I said, oh, you know, there's, I said 20% of marriages are considered sexless. 20% of the marriages now that are considered sexless marriages. Now, that's after you take out the 50% that are divorced or going to be divorced. And then people came on that video. Wow. And listen, I'm not dissing you. I know you want the information. I know you wanted it presented in a certain way. I've already sourced this information in past videos. Anytime I talked about it, I sourced it. Okay, in that particular video that I put out, that was a video that I put out because I forgot to put it out because the guy, Alpha Male Guy, was like, hey, can you show this video that I'm doing on your book? And then it wasn't until I saw Red Pill, I always forget his name, but I had him on my show. The young Red Pill guy, all right, Red Pill Young Men's, I can't remember his name, but anyway. He put his video out where Alpha Male Guy did his. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Let me put my video out that he did for me. So I put it out there. I was running around on Saturday. I was riding my motorcycle down to Huntington Beach. So I was like, let me put the video out and just put it out there. And I didn't even put a thumbnail on the video. I didn't even do anything. I just put it up there. And some people were like, well, you know, there's no source information on here. And I'm like, I've already sourced this stuff, but listen, I'm not going to argue because we're talking about fractions of a percent. Fractions of a percent. And I said, all you have to do in this case is when you go on to anything that I say, and I said this in the Free Agent Lifestyle book, I said, you must do your own due diligence before you enter into any of these agreements. Don't just take my word for it. Don't take the public's word for it. You must do your own research. Do your own research. Don't just take mine. And the first place you can go to do your own research is right here. Okay? Instead of saying, well, he's wrong about it, or he's twisting the narrative to fit his topic, I challenge anybody to go on to Google. All right, type in anything that I said and then come back to me and say, this information is not accurately presented. Okay, so I'm going to do my own Google search right here. I'm going to do my own Google search and I'm going to look up sexless marriages because they're saying, oh, what you said, coach, is not, you can't prove that. And I said, it would take me 10 seconds to find exactly what I said. And then I do like this. I go, okay, I'm going to type in sexless marriages and see what comes up. Because even if you source the material, and I found this out to be actual factual, I will put all, that's why I put that thing up on the live stream, that long intro, is basically a source before I start talking about what I'm talking about. But here's a source. I say sexless marriages percentage. And here it is. This is the first thing that pops up even before you scroll down and see all the results. This is what pops up. Newsweek magazine estimates that 15 to 20% of couples are in a sexless relationship. Okay, look, it didn't take me very long to see that what I said was true or close to be true. All right, it was close to be true. It wasn't a reach. It wasn't like I made it up. 15, 20%, and it says studies show that 10% or less of married population below age of 50 have not had sex in the past year. Listen to that. It said 10% or less of the married population below age of 50 have not had sex in the past year. Now, we're talking about anybody in the 40s, the 30s, in the past year, 10%. Okay, let me go on a little bit further. It says, in addition, less than 20% reporting having sex a few times a year or even monthly under the age of 40. Guys, what I said in that book, what I said on that video, or what he made up, Alpha Male Guide, bro, it wasn't a reach, okay? I didn't make it up. And even if I was off slightly and it's 15%, what I'm finding that's happening is, and it's unfortunate that some guys, they're just hopeless, guys. Some guys will use this. Some guys will go like this. Well, coach, it says 15%, not 20, because when they Google it on their own, it literally says 15 to 20%. And men will go, well, coach, it says 15%. And I'm going, listen, I know you're bargaining. I know you don't want your bubble to be burst. I know you don't want to believe that there's no Santa Claus, right? I know you don't want to believe that there's no Easter Bunny, because for 8 years of your life, your parents have been pounding this into your head. And then when you find out that, yeah, it's not exactly right, you fight it for a few years. You rationalize. You begin to argue over semantics and statistics and percentages here and there, just like the people who say, well, it has a 6% chance of killing you. And then you say, well, this data says it has a less than 1%. Wow. But we're arguing over peanuts now. What about this one? Because I said in the video, and I said in the book, I said, guys, you can find data that says the divorce rate is 40%. You can find data that says the divorce rate is 70%. It is somewhere in the middle there. It is somewhere in the middle. But I'm going to give you 50% because I believe it is higher than that. I believe it is higher than that. And I said that in there. I said it's more likely to be around the 67% rate. Now, you'll find people that say it's more likely in the 30% rate. But Google it your own and you'll probably find that I'm somewhere in the middle. And so I put up the stat that said the other half, the other 50%. And it said 50% end in divorce. And this is just me saying, I'll take 50. Let's just go with 50. And I say 50% ends in divorce. And then I said, these other percentage of marriages who eventually ends in divorce, these people are in this situation. They stayed for the children. Now, people act like I made that up. Now, the graph is a made up graph, all right? There's no data that says, yes, well, the other 8% are staying for the kids. Guys, this is a graph that I used, that I interpreted based on what I see. Remember when I said, based on what I see when I go down to certain areas of the country, people aren't social distancing. All right. Despite the fact that the news shows all these people walking around in masks in the grocery store and staying at home. Well, when I go out into the real world, I don't see that. I see people walking around. I see people shopping. I see people standing next to each other. I see people giving strangers hugs. OK. Now, because you haven't left the house doesn't mean that I'm wrong when I go out into the real world and see people saying, forget this social distancing thing. It's a myth. The same thing that I can say is when I know married people, and as a married person, I hung around married people. Of the married people who didn't get divorced, most of them, or a good percentage of them, stayed only for the children. So that's what that graph represents. It's not a graph where you're going to pull up data and stats. It's not meant for that. It's not meant for that. So now, going back to what the divorce rate is, I said 80% of women filed for divorce, okay? Initiated divorce. And I've put sources on that on every single live stream. Actually, one of the live streams, one of the videos, the intro actually says that. The one lady, and it's a woman saying it. Well, 70% of, she said 70%, remember. 70% of divorces are initiated by women. It was a woman saying it. Now, here I go on the graph. It says 80% because I've seen it presented as 80% somewhere. Now, inevitably, here comes a guy. Well, how did it go from 70% to 80%, coach? Where's that? Source that. And I say, first of all, you are your own source. All right, listen, I could say what I want to say. You don't have to believe it. You can believe it. But before you call me out to be a liar, especially if I've sourced the information over here and I know you're new, do your own search. Do your own search. But here you go. I'm going to search it for you. Again, I hate doing all the work here. I really hate doing the work. I really hate doing all the work for you. And men, you simply don't read. This is why I say, are men hopeless? You simply don't read. You want to listen to people all day on YouTube and you fail to read. This is why I wrote a book and it doesn't have a million copies sold. It should have a million copies, but men, they don't want to read. You just want to listen. This is how we are programmed. So look, let me do some research for you right here. This is from an article that I sourced in the book and online and on every live stream right here. Now, this one will say the 69% narrative. Okay, why won't they just say 70%? Most of the time, they will round up everything. They will round up everything. Okay, this one says women initiate 2/3 of divorces. If you look at the article date, all right, it's according to a 2015 study, which was 5 years ago, wasn't yesterday. So percentage-wise, it could have come up. It could have come up because of this beer virus thing. But now it says the article was updated somewhere in the 2020. But according to a 2015 study, a staggering 69% to be exact, women initiated divorces. So I say 80% based on something else that I saw. But here, check this out. College-educated women initiated divorce at an even higher rate, 90%. 90%. Now, based on what I said, I think the video says 80%. They said 80. I said 80%. Now, am I wrong? Was I anywhere outside of the box here? Now, it's based on what you can pull up. The source said, in this source, it said 70%. In the college educated, it said 90%. So, in essence, I'm somewhere in between. I'm not 100% wrong, and I'm mostly right. Okay? So, the stat said 90% college educated. So, if you said, well, you're wrong, and I said, well, based on the stat, I was wrong. Actually higher when we're talking about college educated women. So I was wrong on that. I underestimated. Now, based on the overall percentage, it's 70%. I was wrong by 10%. Now, remember when I said to you, when the beer virus people come along, oh, well, it actually has a 6% kill rate versus less than 1%. We're talking about small percentages. We're talking about so small that does if you're going to tell me, well, it's not 80%, it's 70%. I'm going to roll the dice, coach. I'm going, man, I can't help you. I cannot help you. And this is what men come on my channel do, is they, and it's mostly men. Ironically, it surprises me because I would think that the majority of the people who would come on and disagree with me would be women. It would literally be women. But, you know, there's very few women that do this. There's some, but there's a few. Okay, there's only a few. Mostly men come on my channel and go, this guy's giving us bullcrap. Despite the fact that I've sourced it, despite the fact that I've played intro videos, long intro videos that backed up exactly what I was saying here. It backed it up, and I used women to prove the point. Many of the times in those videos, it is women saying exactly what I'm saying. They say the exact same thing. The one woman, the California attorney, said, well, the actual divorce rate in California is 75%. Now, if I would have said that by myself, everybody would say, well, where's the source, coach? And I'm like, guys, this woman said it right before I said it, right before you got on here. And some of you guys skipped the intro because you're like, I'm tired of him showing this intro. And the reason why I kept it on there for so long is because I wanted people to watch the intro and listen to what I said and then say, well, I heard it just a few minutes ago from another source. I heard it. I just heard her say it. Now he's saying it. Go into my live streams and scroll down into the description box, and there are sources for most of the marriage statistics that I bring up. I just left it there for years. Then the one video that I put up in a rush, oh, I don't see any sources, coach. I'm like, bro, I can't help you, man. I can't help you. And not only that can I not help you, I can't help you because your decision-making right now, your decision-making is this. Coach said it was 80%. I found that it was 70%. So you're wrong and you're BSing your audience. So I'm going for it. Really? We're on a 70% versus 80%? Really? Is that your logic? Is that your bargaining? Let's just use this statistic. I say the divorce rate is 67%. Because I found a source that said that. And in California, where I live, it is 75%. So you can say, based on my experience, I've seen more divorces than you might see in wherever you are in Pocatello, Idaho. Okay. You're somewhere in, Pocatello, Idaho. And you're sitting there going, well, I don't see that. And I'm going, well, my area of the country, it is. So here we go. The divorce rate, in my mind, is 67%. In certain regions of the country, it's 75%. As a whole, it might be in the 50 to 40%. It might be. Are you still telling me that that percentage is enough to go, you know what? This guy's completely wrong. He's wrong about it. I'm going to take the 50% chance and roll the dice. Guys, all right. You're going to bet your life. You're going to bet your life so much so that, and to prove me wrong, you're going to bet your life and existence on a coin flip. Despite the fact that I keep telling you guys, I keep telling you guys where the state of marriage is. It's painful. It's painful. It's painful that somebody said we're splitting hairs. It's painful that we would go this far to try to discredit what I'm talking about on a percentage here, percentage there. Now, again, if it was, say, 20% and then I came out and said it was 67%, I could see your point. I could see if it came out even 30% and I said it was 80%. I could see your point. You're gonna bargain and argue me down over a 40% versus a 50% take. And you're going to say, well, you said it's 50, it's 40, so I'm going for it. There's no hope for you. What do you want me to do? And then you say there's no source, despite the fact that I've sourced it every single week. I haven't missed a week of doing live streams on YouTube in over a year and a half. I haven't missed a week. So you go back to any video that I've done that was a live stream, and there's probably two per week going back for some 80 weeks now. Is that right? Yeah, because there's 52 weeks. Going back some 80 weeks. Go click under the live stream video and see if I haven't sourced what I talked about. I'm actually going to try it right now as I'm talking, because I think I left it in there and I've never changed it. Since I put in, so I'm going to just put in these sources just in case somebody says, but where's the source? It is only when I don't put the source in that video, they go, well, you don't have the sources in here, coach. Guys, that video I just put up right before I left the house. Okay. And of course, the video already got 5,000, 7,000, 8,000 views. Now no one's going back now. They're just going to say, he didn't put the sources, so I'm done with this guy. He's lying to you. I'm going back to check right here as I'm talking. Hopefully this volume doesn't kick in. All right. So yeah, go back to any live stream. Oh gosh, here we go. Source video. I'm trying to think. Oh, I must have took it out. Guess I'm wrong on that one. All right. Here we go. I did put source video on these. Okay. So I'll have to make sure I go back. All right. On the live stream videos. Nonetheless. Okay. If you've watched my videos for a long time, I've certainly have sourced them. But anyway, the point being is, guys, I have no reason to lie. I've experienced marriage myself. I've lived around married people. Your world is your source. Your eyes are your source. Do the eye test. Do the test yourself. Find 10 married people. Follow them for a year and don't see that half of them get divorced within that year. And then look at the other half in terms of where they're married. I mean, where they're happy. Just listen to the husband after a while. Listen to the wife. Listen, I work in a personal training business where I train married people. And inevitably, I'll hear the bull crap on both sides. I'll hear the man say this. I'll hear the female say that. And I go, well, these people have problems here in their marriage. But no, you guys don't want to listen. You might be young. And then you go, oh, no, no, I don't see this, because you don't hang around married people. Then you go on with your own beliefs, and then you find out the hard way. Oh, it was 50%. Oh, she did initiate the divorce on me. Oh, she did parental alienate me. Oh, she did use the family court. I'm trying to figure out where I'm lying here. Like, you can't accuse me of lying. You can say you don't agree because maybe I was off a tick here and a tick there. Guys, this is happening right now. I don't care what you want to think. I don't care what you hope. And I'm going to talk about one of my live streams today is the hope strategy. We're going to go into this extensively of why men continue to fail. Somebody says right here. He says, problem is they act submissive and then they bait and switch you. So where is it? All right. So why would you continue to? I'm going to go over this extensively. The hope strategy where men continue to fail. If you look at my channel, Ask Coach Greg Adams channel, what you will find is the majority of the questions that I get are, well, coach, what if I do this? What if I use that? What if I do that? And they try to bargain their way around, despite the fact that the government, the divorce attorneys exist. There's child support, there's child protective services, and they continue to be here, all right, to serve the interests of the individuals who are filing for divorce over and over again. They exist. Now, the girl that you're listening to, the hope that you have, the bargaining that you're doing, oh, well, you know, only 50% here, or it's 40%, this guy's lying. That bargaining is going to make you run into a buzzsaw. Here's another stat that people don't get, and I sourced this one. I said 50% of spouses that are married today, male or female, are having affairs. I said 50%. Now, can you find that online? Absolutely. In seconds. But when I say that, oh, not all women cheat. Not all men cheat on their wives. 50%? 50%, guys? You're going to say that I'm wrong with that not all women. Okay, so technically you're right. Not all. But that's 50% that reported that they cheated. That means there's another percentage of people that were like, I ain't going to put that answer down on here. Oh, man. I mean, guys, again, it's bargaining. And I think men are hopeless. Because in their mind, they want to love women. I understand that as a man. I wanted it to be that way. In their mind, they want to love women. In their mind, they want women to love them. And what happens is when they don't see that into fruition, when they don't see it come to life, they bargain their way around to make that love happen. And I get it, because you want that to be the case. What you are underestimating is the power of the government and the power of women. And then when you get into the situation, when it's far too late and you can't get your way out of it. And guys, let me tell you something. When you get to that point, you cannot get yourself out of it. You're at the mercy of the court. You're at the mercy of her. If she baits and switches you. And the stats tell us that over half of the marriages end in that situation. And 80%, 70% if you want to go with that. Women are doing this. That means most of the time this is happening. You cannot control it. It's out of your hands. You are at the mercy of her in the courts. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Just because you don't see it under my video, here's what you do. You go to your page right there and you say, let me find out if he's wrong. Now, of course, you're going to find it. You're gonna find it for your own self, but I found it myself, and it backs up what I'm talking about right here. There's no lie. 15 to 20% of couples are in a sexless relationship. Who would want to be in that? Who would want to do that? 10% or less of married people below the age of 50 have had sex in the past year. Who gets married to not have sex with their spouse under the age of 50? Some of you guys are 20 and you're like, well, 50, I don't need to have no sex anyway. I mean, come on. The majority, the overwhelming majority of marriages end exactly the way I say it's going to end. The exception to the rules are always going to be there. It doesn't disprove anything that I talked about. It doesn't disprove anything. So what do we do with these men? What do we do? Because I'm not going to save all of them. Not a lot of these men that are out here doing this is going to save them. And we're seeing a lot of men that are going into more of the hope strategy and going into that realm and going, you know what? I'm going to follow the guy who tells me that I have some semblance of control in these women. Okay. I'm reading some of the comments. You know, and I've never addressed any of the I never address guys that do response videos to any of my stuff. But, you know, the minute that I hear a situation where somebody says I copied something that somebody says, like, why? All right. When I actually, you know, take time to disprove them, I haven't listened to you in a year or so. But I keep seeing people keep messaging that I copied somebody. Like they'll say, he copied O'Shea Duke Jackson's noise. I'm like, why would I copy his noise? And did I really copy his noise? The noise is it's on a free app. You can download it for free. Number two, the noise that I got was a noise that was used by a guy called MGTOW 101. If you guys have known anything about that. Okay. But you guys, I know you guys are new. See, this is the thing. You guys are so new that you think you heard something here. Then you heard something here that it had no existence before that. Well, MGTOW 101 used to use the noise. I actually got it from him. All right. I was like, I remember he used that noise. I didn't hear it from this guy. You can go to any video and say somebody copied somebody. There's just a different twist. But anyway, it's absolutely ridiculous. I go, let me see their sub count. Let me see this guy's sub count. I go, why? But we're not in a competition here, guys. I'm not here to compete with anyone. I'm here to dispense the information as I've seen it based on, based on my experiences. And yeah, I mean, guys, MGTOW 101. Yes, he said, haters gonna hate over sound effects. Guys, we don't own these sound effects. These sound effects are free online. And if you listen to my current sound effects, they all came from the same video. All right. They came from the same free. They said, download these free sound effects. Each and every one of them are on that same video. And I put them right here. You guys have too much time on your hands. I mean, do you guys think that we're all sitting around listening to each other? Most of the videos that I watch are on videos like today. Most of the videos that I watch are of videos of content creators that are in the 500,000 sub and above. Why? Because that's where I want to be. I say, what is their setup? What are they using? I'm not sitting around listening to red pill content creators all day. I'll listen to a few, but I've already heard what they got to say. All right. So I've already said what I have to say. Already know what they're going to say. I listen to guys or gals, even women. YouTubers. I'm like, how do I get to their YouTube status? That's what I listen to all day long. What are they doing? What's their business? So, I mean, you guys might think I'm going, okay, what is Donovan Sharp talking about today? Let me copy it and twist his words. I'm not. Guys, I will watch him when I watch him. But to sit around and believe that I'm sitting here watching from Red Pill content creators only and taking notes, you're out of your damn mind. I'm about to hit, with the blessings of the YouTube people, I'm about to hit on 100,000 subs. I'm trying to figure out now how I can go to 1 million subs. So I'm watching people who make their content and it ain't even Red Pill content. I'm going, how did they go from 100,000 to 1 million? What did they do? How did they twist the script? That's what I spend my time doing. Not copying guys that got 10,000 subs, right? So anyway. Again, this is not trying to make create beats here. I would hope most of the people here that are making content here understand that there's a big world out there. All right. When you go from Red Pill content to mainstream content on YouTube, you can see that people are going nuts on this. They're making a killing. They're starting businesses. They're opening up offices based on a YouTube channel that they created 5-6 years ago. And they got 50 employees that work for them. Like, that's where I want to get. And that's what I spend time looking at. Not going, what sound effect can I steal from a YouTube creator? So anyway, I think most men are hopeless. And the fact is, despite the fact that we're growing the way we're growing, gives me the indication that men come on our channel and they try to disprove what I'm saying by splitting hairs. And I, you know, I'm going to delve into it a lot more. So that's what I hope to do today. So look, this is what I'm going to do here. I'm going to end the Free Agent Lifestyle podcast. I'm going to stay on this live stream right now. So hang tight. I'm really going to answer some questions this time. Okay. So I'm going to shut down the Free Agent Lifestyle podcast. I'm going to do my outro and then I'll spend some time right here about 30 minutes seeing what the brothers got to say. All right, guys, that's my Free Agent Lifestyle podcast for this week. Join me next week for a Free Agent Lifestyle podcast here on SoundCloud, Spotify now, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and even Anchor FM. Shout out to the Coach Gang, and I'm going to be back next week. And I'm out. Peace.